Now, that was always a... That was a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
But that was another name we used to have, Ferris wheel. I don't remember exactly when I started calling it a Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Why it's even called a Ferris wheel.
That's all I ever called a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you call some sort of initiation ceremony where older boys would beat up a younger kid or hazing or do stuff to him? Did y'all do stuff like that?
No, we didn't play that.
Did you have a name for it?
No, I think I became acquainted with hazing. In the late 50s, whereas that I was a relatively mature teenager,
mm-hmm.
and reading about, that was doing the craze at the colleges, whereas at colleges and the fraternal organizations that come under scrutiny of many people in the country, because in that time, a lot of deaths as a result of hazing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So that's why I really started paying any close attention to fraternal initiations and so forth. We didn't engage into beating people. I think the only beating you might have received was at a birthday, whereas that you got the amount of licks in accordance with what your age might have been.
Yeah. Did you ever get one more and call it something else?
Yeah, it was called something else. I've forgotten them. That was that last lick. No, it was one. It was like something related to one for next year, something. I've forgotten what it was.
Yeah, we get to okay, say you're going to get together with some friends and have a good time. You say you're going to get together and have a what?
Friends.
Yeah.
Depends on what we're going to do. Now, oftentimes there are friends that I might get together with and say we're going to have a set.
What?
A set.
What is it?
Set. What is a set?
Yeah.
Well, I would engage on a set usually with individuals of my closest acquaintances and friends.
Yeah.
I go to a party. If I go to what I consider as being a party would be whereas there's going to be people that I'm not acquainted with, maybe just a few friends of mine. But with my friends, we don't give parties, we give sets. And sets are usually more closed. It's like a fraternal organization.
Mm-hmm. Is it men and women?
Men and women.
Yeah.
At a set, you usually, people do whatever they want to do. Whatever is that choosing, of course. And this is the advantage of that being amongst friends and close associates is that no one feels inhibited about whatever the actions are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, like for instance, like do you drink and do y'all sing? I know we have parties where we sing. Everybody sings. It's crazy. We can't sing. You know, we're no good. Everybody loves to sing.
Well, I never did engage in those groups where the people got together and sing.
Yeah.
One reason is that I don't sing that well.
Yeah.
And you tend to appreciate those things that you can be a standout in, so I didn't engage in the singing parties
yeah.
too much. I can recall fellows who were very good vocalists, and they usually would be, say, in a singing group, or either thought that they could sing. And that was the time for them to get together and show off.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yes.
So.
Which didn't make you feel too good.